It's Michelle Powers with Angel Messages, the only podcast sharing direct messages from angels. And today I'm meeting with Jason Tingey again, and he was on just a few weeks ago. And last time I sent you away with Angels 101. And so I wanted to talk about what you learned from that and what you took away from that and just answer some questions.
Yeah, I love it. Right now I think I want to talk about a couple things that kind of jumped out to me. And one of them was the whole concept of free will, and that our angels, it was awesome to learn about, that they can help intervene only in times when we give them permission or it's not our time. I thought that was interesting. But perhaps I want to talk about free will versus destiny and how connecting better to our angels will help us become our best versions of ourselves and create, chart the map, the course we want to. Okay. You know, because there's all those differences of like destiny is like it's already preset, you know what's going to happen, versus what I think is, all right, God has given us all these gifts. And if we make this decision, the better of the two, it will help us lead to the next one, mm-hmm. which would lead us to the better one of the other two and continue to grow and progress as we're supposed to, versus if we make the wrong decisions, there might be a detour and we can't progress as quickly. So maybe you could unpack the whole destiny versus
free will
thing for us.
Some people think there's one path, and if we get off on the wrong path, like there's no going back, or you know, just there's one way and that's it. But the angels have shown me that there's so many different paths for each one of us. And sometimes we take the long road and then we get back on, you know, where we need to be. But that we have a lot of different directions that we can go, but that's all because of free will. We have so many choices and so many options. And I know that our spirit came here so excited to have free will and be able to choose what we're going to do with our life and create what we want, because that's why we came here. We wanted to create this incredible life for us, for our families. We had this plan in mind, and now we're here and we get to make choices.
Yeah, it's almost like what comes to mind is like, I'm kind of steal my brother's analogy a little bit here, that we have a mountain, and we have all these base camp right here down at the base of the mountain. We have several different trails that will all lead to the summit, but some of them might take us around the entire circumference of the mountain several times before we even get on the direct path. Some might take us a little bit direct path, and we might go back down.
There can be a lot of different directions that we can go. And it's all up to us. It's all just our choices.
So with your story, I'm going to throw this on you for a second, because it's interesting, because of your story and Shiloh taking 13 years before kind of he accepted this, you know, and you pushing the gift away for years and years and years, how would you, knowing that you took the less direct path at first, because knowing you that you were wanting to get this gift, use this gift to bless more of the world as a whole instead of just individually, right? Mm-hmm. Kind of unpack that to how that's what that's meant to you, you know?
Yeah, with the difference.
Yeah, because if you decided I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to get this out to the world and I'm going to suppress it, mm-hmm. then we wouldn't be here today. And
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because, I mean, when I first got married, I thought, I think you just hope for, you know, the best for yourself. You know, I was hoping that my husband would just be, like, right on board, and right at the very beginning of our relationship, just really understand and be willing to help me just dig deeper and discover my gift more. And instead, he was uncomfortable with it and didn't understand. And I wasn't very good at explaining it. And I didn't fully understand my gifts either, because I was really good at suppressing him. And so Yeah, I think that definitely went a different direction than I was hoping. I was hoping to just dive into my gifts, and I think I really wanted to use them sooner, but that wasn't my path. You know, that I bet Shiloh needed time, my husband needed time to learn about my gifts and understand them more, and it took years to get to that point.
Yeah, kind of segue from that to what are some things that we can start doing today to better maybe change our perspective, to better connect with God, higher power, and the angels that will allow us to tap into those gifts and do as you're doing right now. You're really kind of in the flow, in the zone of where you're supposed to be, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's kind of the optimal level for you right now, you know?
Yeah.
Let's kind of put it in context of how we can all do that. What are some things, are there some things we can do day in and day out?
So I feel like sometimes you do need to have patience, and just there is perfect timing in things.
Time and a season thing, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like my husband had to go through things, I had to go through things to get to the point where I am today, where I was comfortable talking about my gifts and knew enough to be able to explain the things I knew and understood. So I feel like people just need to be patient with themselves and also find a way to strengthen, you know, your own spiritual gifts or be able to tap into those gifts. And I think people need to be able to put time aside and make it a priority to really connect with God and have that time to pray, meditate, just have that quiet time. Because something that I've been noticing more and more is that there's so many people out there that are really, really good at praying and asking and praying and praying every single day, you know, but not having a focus setting time aside to listen, just to receive, to receive guidance for themselves, like that personal connection. Because we can ask and we can run out the door and go throughout our busy day like we do, like most of us do. We're so busy. But we need to take the time to sit down, listen, and really soak it in and really learn how to trust our intuition, trust our connection with God, trust our connection with the loved ones that are around us, that are helping us. And if we don't take that time, then we're just going to be running constantly without guidance, you know, and just having taken that time to just understand and pray and ask, what are my gifts and how can I use my gifts? And a lot of people don't even know. They'll say, I don't feel like I have any gifts. I have so many people that tell me that. I don't feel like I have one single gift. I'm like, everyone has gifts. And once you start tapping into just, you know, what do you feel like you're good at? What are things that come naturally to you? Like, well, I'm a really good listener, or I'm amazing at building, or I'm amazing at, you know, my job, or I love being a parent. I love being a mom or a dad. Those are all gifts, but some people think that they have to be this grandiose, you know, thing, and I think we all have a lot of gifts that we can tap into.
One of my things and my goals in Angels 101 was to be able to help minimize my weaknesses or work on my weaknesses and also throw gas in the fire of my strengths. How do you recommend we do that or connect with our angels to be able to do that better on a daily basis? Because you're right. A lot of it is we're asking for things and not allowing. The word receive came to my mind. Mm-hmm. When you said it, as receive popped out. How do we better enable ourselves to receive that?
Yeah. I teach people to learn how to stop second-guessing themselves, because we are so good at second-guessing ourselves. We can receive guidance all day long, but we'll just second-guess ourselves. We'll start thinking, maybe I'm just making that up. Maybe I don't know where that came from. Maybe that's just wishful thinking. So many people tell me that they spend more time second guessing than just believing, having faith and just believing and stepping into action, you know, taking action and applying things into their life. Let's say they prayed and they felt like the answer was, well, you need to take that job. you know, that job that you've been wanting, but it's going to be a pay cut and it's going to be hard, but you really need to take that job because it's something you've wanted forever. But then they start second guessing themselves, you know, and saying, well, I don't know. Like, maybe I'm just making that up. Maybe that's not, like, and that's what holds them back is second guessing and not believing. Just taking action and believing when you know something just feels right.
That's good. Kind of go with the what you feel initially that kind of, you know, underline. Don't talk yourself out of it, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, we do that a lot. What about, one thing that also I thought was interesting is like that angels are so, they're interested in helping us and what I've been taught might not be as important of an eternal significance. And everything from like money, you know, money, mm-hmm. I think is a taboo subject with this. That I thought it was interesting that you mentioned that they're here to help with finances. Mm-hmm. I think it's awesome that they do. Can you talk about that and how they can help us from with everything from finances to bettering our health, our physical health, spiritual health, mental health?
Okay. Because what I've learned throughout my life is that angels, our loved ones, all of our divine help that's around us, whatever is our concerns, big or small, are their concerns. Because they're here to help us no matter what we're dealing with in our life. Whether it's, you know, that you just are struggling with this minor issue or you have this huge issue that you need help with. So whether it is financial or that you have, you know, problems in your relationship or that, you know, you have serious health problems, your angels are going to be there to help you. And like we talked about, our free will is such a huge part of our life, choosing, making choices. And so I'm constantly reminded how important it is that we need to remember to ask for help and guidance, because if we just expect it and we go throughout our life and we're like, we're never receiving any help, but we're not taking those action steps and we're not having that faith to just ask for that extra help, they can't do more in our life. They can do so much more for us. Even God can do so much more for us when we ask. We have to take that action step and ask.
Because that book I told you about, You Are a Badass, yeah, does such a great job about saying, hey, look, whether it's money or sex, money and sex is like those taboo subjects.
Yeah.
But God wants us, He wants you to be successful, right? And mm-hmm. money helps create that, right? If yeah. you're using money to help bless others, and you got to start, Bill Gates didn't start serving the world, he started with mm-hmm. his little family, right?
Yeah.
And so she does a good job about talking about, maybe you can talk about that in more of a direct day-to-day life thing with that.
Well, I think that you hit the nail on the head when you said that if we're using it for good, if we're actually using our money to do good in the world, we're going to receive more help to do more, and we'll receive more to go out and do more to help people or to be able to bless other people's lives. Our intentions are so important with how we're going to use that money, because money really is just, I mean, it really is just energy. It's just mm-hmm. an exchange of energy.
Exactly.
You know? And so are we using it for good, or are we using it to hurt other people or to have revenge on someone, or, you know, or are we using it to bless people's lives, to help your family and to better your life, and or is it just to look good, you know? But if you're not using it for good with ill intentions, it's going to catch up to you. And I think we can, if you focus on love and using it for good, that you're going to have an abundance. Like, it will be coming to you, or maybe it just won't come to you in money form, but it will come to you in other ways.
I think you said that the abundance is like, if you're praying and meditating for, hey, and asking help from helping God and angels to help you with, to whatever, meet that next level for, you know, with your job or get that bonus or to be able to, I'm in sales, to make that yeah. next quota, right?
Yeah.
And you're doing it in a world of like, hey, I want to help my family, I want to help those around me, and
I think it naturally cultivates the spirit of abundance instead of scarcity. Like, oh my gosh, I gotta get this. I gotta stash it away. You know, like a squirrel.
Yeah.
Versus like, hey, I'm sending out my gifts using the gifts that I've been given in my employment to help bless the lives of others. Mm-hmm. And as a natural result, you're saying that you're right. Money is energy. I'm gonna see more of that positive energy in the form of money.
Yep. And I think I started to understand that more and more the older I got, because I was shown and I was taught how money is energy, and it, you're exchanging energy constantly. And so, but for some reason, I grew up having this belief that money was bad.
Yeah, yeah. Well, a lot of us have felt that, because it's scarce. Like, oh, we don't have enough. You see your parents fighting over it.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, oh, that's a bad thing.
Bills are, you know, a big struggle, and so that was for me. I just had this fear about money. I didn't like having it. I didn't like not having enough, and the whole thing just like kind of worried me all the time. Money just was. I started to realize how much money stressed me out. Just having it, I made a goal one day where every time I had money and was putting it in my wallet, I would just focus on love. I was like, I just want that to be full of love. So that, you know, that it's with me, it's like love, and when I'm giving it away, it's love. And every time I had a bill, I would write it and be like, sending it with love, you know?
That's cool.
So instead of being like mad about this bill and, oh, I'm so sick of bills, and every time a bill would come in, I'd be like, I love this, I'm so grateful I have money to pay for that bill, you know? And
that's cool.
I think if we change our perspective about money and love it, you know, and appreciate it, then we don't have that, because if we are putting up that wall of scarcity, you know, and I'll never have enough, or I've never had anything, or my family's always struggled, that's the energy you're putting out, is you're never going to have enough.
Yeah, I like that. So love it for what I'm grateful that I can get to have health insurance and pay for this, or pay for the heat, or the food, or you know, that new, even the new car, or whatever it is, right? Versus the Scrooge McDuck, right? You know, I get it. I really like that. Even when you have it, just think about love. That's cool.
Yep. Even if you're not making ends meet, just be grateful for what you have and be constantly asking for an abundance to come into your life so you can do the things that you need to do. And I feel like that's having faith, asking for what you need. And I feel like, because it is just energy, that it will work out. It will come to you somehow, some way. Things will work out. I don't know.
Okay, so So what I noticed is, like, you're talking about trying to find your gifts. A lot of people like shirk them off. I don't know if I have a gift. I don't have any. I don't know how to. I have one, but how can I really use it to help others? Or how can that little tiny help gift? You know, we compare ourselves to others, right? Mm-hmm. Help me and my family better. What are some ways that I can learn how to use my gifts to better tap into getting on that, the more direct path, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To the summit, so to speak, right, of this mount.
And oftentimes people will say, well, I don't even know, you know, what my gifts are. I'm not really sure. And I've given them the challenge to pray and just ask. And listen, take the time to listen, like we talked about, and then do automatic writing. That's one of my favorite things to do, because I feel like you get out of your own way and you stop second guessing yourself, and you just start writing whatever comes through, and you set a really clear intention, like one big question, like, what are my gifts? What are some of my gifts?
And
then
you
just start writing as fast as you can, everything that comes through, and then you go back and read it. And sometimes you'll be really surprised at what comes out on that paper, and you'll be like, whoa, I didn't even,
where
did that come from, you know?
I'm going to do that.
It's powerful.
I like that. That's really good. So just being aware, recognize, be grateful for it, and look for ways, pray, ask for ways to use it. Mm-hmm. And for me, if you get bored easily, ask for different ways every day.
Yeah.
To use it.
To get creative, and then trust those creative ideas that pop into your head.
Good. That's a good one. Okay, so another thing I thought is awesome is obviously you're wanting us to be able to tap into our most authentic, genuine selves. So, you know, be the best version of ourselves we can be. And the version of ourselves that we dream of when we were kids, right?
Right. Yeah.
So how can we better tap into that version of ourself and be more authentic to who we are, regardless of what other people think? Because I had to come to that realization after sixth grade. I kind of, like, in seventh grade, I said, you know what? This is who I am. And, I mean, everybody cares to a degree what people care, think about them. But I got to the point earlier on that I'm like, you know what? This is who I am, and I'm going to embrace it with my braces and I had curly hair and my turtlenecks, I mean, my ski stuff. I just kind of embraced it, and, like, I felt more freedom and happiness. But in life, sometimes we vacillate in and out of, okay, I'm in the zone, I'm the true tingy right now, and I'm not in the zone, I'm halfway there and halfway putting on airs and putting on appearances. How do we get into that true, authentic, best version of yourself that you want to be and stay in there? How do we stay there?
I think it starts with learning how to love yourself for who you really are. Because if you don't have a love for yourself, you are just trying to impress people your whole entire life. You're just putting on this fake front every day and going out into the world and just pretending to be something else, you know? But if you don't love yourself or know who you are and love and appreciate who you really are, then you can't be your best self, you know? You can't really let yourself just shine. And I mean, I had to do that too, where I, you know, it's not exactly normal for a lot of people when they hear, oh, you see and hear angels, you know?
Yeah.
Like people just are like, okay, you're really weird. But I'm just like, I can't help it. That's just my life, you know? And, but I think you just have to embrace who you really are, embrace, you know, what your gifts are, and love yourself no matter what. And I think also really paying attention to your inner dialogue, that really helped me to be able to love myself more, because for a long time I had a lot of, like, negative dialogue going on in my head, and I didn't realize that till I sat down. And did, like, automatic writing. I would sit down and say, you know, I'm going to process just my own thoughts today. And I started realizing how much negative stuff, like just worry, concern, doubt, fears, you know, things that I think a lot of us deal with. But some of it, I realized stemmed back from childhood, when someone said, you're not good enough, or you shouldn't do that, or you're not, you know, you don't fit in. Just those things that sometimes stick with you. And I had to get beyond that and be like, I had to let go of those negative thoughts. We talk about that in one of my courses, is getting rid of those negative, disempowering thoughts and just focusing on empowering thoughts, things that empower you. Because the truth is that we are, like, at our core, we're spiritual beings. We're incredible. We are unlimited beings. And when we are really believing those disempowering thoughts, we're disconnecting from truth. Because if we think we're not good enough, the opposite is actually true, that we are more than good enough. We're more than capable of doing anything that we've put our mind to.
So you have to just address the ugly within you, mm-hmm. that you create, self-sabotaging thoughts, and just address them head on.
Yep. And then, and focus on changing it. Focus on
flipping the switch, you know.
Yeah. And often I'll think, what is the opposite of that? If I realize that my mind is just flooded with all these negative thoughts, fears, doubts, I just start looking at the opposite of those things, because looking at the truth of it, you know, and then it can help you to just start changing your thought patterns.
You know, that reminds me of, like, something like I heard, like, something like faith and doubt cannot exist in the mind. Mm-hmm. The same time, for one will dispel the other. So you have to say, all right, is this doubt or is this faith? Am I having faith? You got it. It will. allow that kind of just to overpower the doubt.
That's true. Yeah, faith and fear can't coexist in one space. So in your mind, you can't have both going on. You're either really focused on fear or really focused on faith.
Okay, that's good. So I want to talk about how important that is to be in our authentic selves and how that can, in relation to free will and being on the best path for us, how does that affect being on the best path, right?
Mm-hmm.
How does that affect if we're most genuine, authentic self, or, you know, this is me, and I'm going to embrace it. How does that affect
where we go in life,
the path?
I feel like if you are being true to yourself, you're connecting to truth, and that feels good for anyone. I mean, it never feels good to fake it in life and pretend to be someone else. But when you're really being your true self and you're connected to truth, I think you're gonna go further, faster, and be happier and more at peace than trying to, you know, pretend to be something else. And I think that you're gonna have a lot of stumbling blocks along the way and maybe get off course and go in a totally different direction because you're not being true to yourself.
Mm-hmm. How do you, I mean, because like there are, you know that, we've all done that where we've got people that are doing something or they're behaving a certain way, they're in a job, they're in, you know, whatever it may be, they're mm-hmm. doing things because of expectations of others, and those expectations of others were perpetuated from expectations of their parents and their grandparents, yeah. And life has changed, and not only has life changed, but maybe their grandparents were not authentic to themselves. Mm-hmm. And so they are just projecting that on to their kids, and they do it to their kids.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's just this like downward spiral. How do we start, okay, realizing it, and let's start going back up, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because, well, in Angels 101, I talk about how we are chain breakers. And I talk about that a lot because it's something that we are doing in a big way right now, is breaking chains, doing things differently than our family members did, which they want us to do things differently if they were making mistakes, you know, if they weren't able to overcome just a huge challenge that they had in their life, and we have been able to overcome it somehow. We're breaking those chains for them, and they're able to move forward and progress. Because when we cross over with those emotional burdens.
Mm.
And if we didn't overcome those challenges, we take those with us. And then we're on the other side trying to heal and process those things. And a lot of times it's processed through us.
So it's gonna make it easier in the long run to just be your real self.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I like it. I agree. So hard.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. You're saying, like, just do it.
Just do it. Just make that change. Even if it's you're going to be the black sheep in the family, you're just going to be, I mean, sometimes people are just, they feel like they don't fit in whatsoever. They've done things way differently, but they're being true to themselves. And a lot of people will tell me that. I feel like I'm being true to myself, but I'm totally the black sheep in my family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm way different. I did things way different than my dad, than his dad, but I felt like that's what I was supposed to do. Like in my heart, I felt like I couldn't keep going down that path because it hasn't been healthy for our family to do those things. And so I wanted to change that. I wanted to be that chain breaker. They didn't know they're being a chain breaker, but when you make that change to be completely different, then your loved ones are able to just move forward and heal with you because they're learning from you and processing those things right along with you.
I like that. It's almost like putting on the right pair of jeans that feel good for you versus trying to force yourself into like something that might not be your best, the best cut of clothing, whatever it may be. For me, I'm talking about. So,
yeah.
But coming and having that realization and this is something that's hard to do by yourself, and there are people out there talking to themselves. Sure, that's easy, just make the change, yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. How do you get a support system that will help you become accountable. Because I'm trying to make changes with myself right now with, like, you know, working out. I realized that I'm not a morning person, so I had to make myself accountable by getting a workout buddy that wants me to be there at like 5:15. Honestly, a lot of times it's like, okay, he's expecting me there. These guys are expecting me there. How can we do that in a way with some of these other things that we need to overcome? Having a support system, a community of belief that will help us, because I'm a big believer in communities that will help us do that.
Yeah, for sure. Surrounding yourself with people that will empower you. And sometimes we do need to let go of those relationships that are people that are disempowering you, are tearing you down, constantly telling you you're not good enough, constantly telling you that, you know, that you're a failure, you're never going to get anywhere in life. Mm. Those people, they're not helping you to rise up and to be who you're meant to be. But those people that are, you know, surrounding you, that are like, you know, constantly building you up and saying, you know, you're just awesome, and they're looking for the good in you. And they're trying to help you to, you know, overcome some challenges or meet some goals, you know, that you really want to, you know, some things that you want to do in your life. You want to surround yourself with people that are going to help you to get to a better place in your life. Make goals and have them, you know, say, you know, kind of keep you accountable. Just say, hey, like, check in with me and be like, where are you at on that project you said you're going to start, you know? Then you got to stay on task.
And that could be an uncomfortable conversation for some if you're having problems with some taboo things, right?
Yeah.
So, but that's why it's important to even if it's just one other person, right? Mm-hmm. Have an honest conversation with him or her about it.
Yeah.
Well, it's something that we all hear but know about, but it's important to bring it up. It's.
Yep.
Even if it's just struggle, a certain struggle or a goal, or both,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's something we can all do today, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I like that. Thank you. What are some other ways that that we can start kind of have, what are some questions we can ask ourselves to say, hey, look, to be honest with ourselves and look, hey, am I being genuine or am I faking this? Am I doing this to impress others?
Right.
What are some questions that we can start asking ourselves that will help us?
I think just listening to your heart. Everyone knows if something doesn't feel right, you know, and just kind of listening to that and knowing if something just feels off. If you know that there needs to be a change in your life, then. You know, like you said, get that support system around you and just say, I just realize I really need to make a change in my life. I need to go a different direction. Like, this job that I'm in right now is not bringing me any joy, any peace, or this relationship I'm in, it's not bringing me happiness, you know, and I need to have people around me supporting me, helping me to go in a different direction or make some changes in my life. But it starts with listening and feeling and just, you know, we know if something doesn't feel right or something does feel right in our heart. So just get really good at paying attention to that and taking action.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. So a few things so we can kind of sum it up to help me and everyone else out there watching is one thing I thought was interesting is just to realize how much in Angels 101, there's so many angels out there. So many there to help us become our best versions of ourselves. And there's just an abundance of them. Mm-hmm. They're there to help us. And we have there's this whole free agency, free will that we have. And in order to be able to use that agency to be able to get on the best path to help us be our best versions of ourselves, we kind of have to realize, first of all, that here are some of my gifts. Mm-hmm. Have a real conversation with yourself, the stream of consciousness, just what are my gifts, just start writing it all down, right?
Yeah.
So find out what your gifts are, then also find out what you struggle with,
mm-hmm.
and have a real conversation with a tribe, even if it's just one or two other people, that, hey, these are some things I want to work on, this is some of my weaknesses, this is a gift I have. I want to be able to throw gas on that fire. Yeah. Help me be accountable.
Yeah.
And if I do those things, I'll be assured that I'm at least I know that I'm on the path that will help me become my best version of myself and will help me get to the summit of that mountain quicker.
Yes.
Versus just going around doing the same thing over and over again, going around the base of the mountain 18 times when I don't need to.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that kind of a good summation?
Yep. One thing that I just really love about you is you've just always been true to yourself and you're just proud to be who you are. So thank you.
Thank you. This has been so nice.
Did I gotta see that last part?
Yeah, we gotta see that.